Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. Okay, we're going to continue with our study on the story of the prodigal son. We were in the last message, we were looking at all the different things as of the son or the elder brother. One of the things about this story is that it seems like, though it's known as the parable of the prodigal son, it is actually, in the context that it is given, it's more about the elder brother, because Jesus is actually speaking to the Pharisees, and he's giving them an example of what they look like in when they were murmuring at him that he would eat with the publicans and sinners. And so we've been looking at the elder brother and his response, and how he was self-righteous, he was angry, he would not go into the house when his younger brother was there. He reminds his father of all the good that he has done, and all those things, and he even thinks like he owes him more, that he has never given him any kind of party like this. And then he also, in verse, verse 30, says, "But as soon as this thy son was come," and he doesn't even call him his brother, it's almost like he disowns him, he calls him "this thy son," talking to his father. And it's almost like, this is not my brother, this is your son, this is not... You know, I don't have any relationship with him. This is not. I don't have any parts with this man. This guy. He wasted all our goods, and so he doesn't want any part of that. And then we see the father's response. "This thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots. Thou hast killed him. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou had him the fatted calf." He thinks that it's unfair, it's not right that he did that. He never gave him that kind of a party. And one of the things that we see here is that in the key difference here between the son and the father then says, verse 31, "And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine." But he reminds him that you are always with me. And so one of the key differences that we see here between the father's attitude and the son's attitude is the father's focuses on the relationship. He's not so concerned about the goods that were wasted as he is about this relationship that was broken and is now restored. The elder brother, on the other hand, he was more concerned about the goods that were wasted than he is about the relationship. And that's one of the key things that we want to get out of this story, is that life here on this earth, life in general, is so much about relationships. If you have good relationships around you, life is a joy. Things flow smoothly. If you have, on the other hand, strained and broken relationships, life becomes drudgery. It becomes intense. It becomes hard. It becomes difficult. And so that's what the Christian life especially is all about. It's about this relationship between us and God that was broken and can now, through the blood of Jesus Christ, can be restored. So, he goes on here. all that I have is thine. So he reminds his son, his elder son, that he, you know, everything I have is yours. You know, his younger brother, basically, he got his inheritance already. But, you know, everything that I have, everything that's left is yours. You know, why are you complaining even? Why are you thinking about these goods even? You know, everything I have is yours. And he says, and it was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this, thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. And so he's reminding him again of what's important, and that is that relationship that we can have. And it's a relationship, you know, again, first of all with God the Father, that was severed through our rebellion. And in this case, the same way, this younger son, that relationship with the Father was severed through his rebellion. It was separated, and that was what caused the Father pain, was that separation, that severed relationship, and how there was not that communion, that fellowship, but there were his sin had separated him. But now he had been restored again, and that's what our purpose in this life is as well, that we have that relationship, first of all, with the Father, but then he also wants us to have that relationship with each other. And it actually flows together. This elder brother was now outside, and the younger brother was inside. And so by default, his relationship was now strained. His relationship with the Father was now at odds, because he was outside and needing to come in. And he would not have that relationship with his younger brother. And the same way for us, if we have a relationship with the Father, we will also have a relationship with those around us. It cannot be one or the other. We cannot have a relationship with the Father and be at odds with our brothers are right around us. And so it flows together. And so, therefore, it is need for us to be forgiving, to have that flowing relationship with those around us, that our relationship with the Father can flow as well. So we will end there for this time, and maybe for the next message, we'll do kind of an overview and do some practical applications on how this story could affect our lives and how some of the lessons that we could learn in here. The Lord bless you.